This particular song is based upon the fourth verse. Tadati Pratigrihnati. Tadati Pratigrihnati. And what's the next line? Kutya Makhyati Pritchati. Bhute Bhujayate Chaiva. Shadvita Priti Lakshanam. Which Rupa Goswami describes how devotees share love with each other. Six symptoms of love shared by devotees. Priti means love. Lakshanam means the symptoms. So the first thing is to give something to a devotee, a gift, and if someone, if a devotee offers you, you also receive a gift. The next is to discuss confidentially with devotees and to reveal one, to make questions and to reveal one's mind in confidence. And to give some prasadam, and also if they offer to receive, feeding and being fed. So Bhaktivinoda begins this song, Hari Hai, O my dear Lord Hari, Dan Pratigraha. Same thing is said, giving and receiving gifts. This is a natural exchange of love. It may be a very big gift, it may be a very small gift. It doesn't have to be a very big gift, it can be something small also. Just like Lord Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Patram Pushpam Param Toyam Yome Bhaktya Priyachati Tadaham Bhakti Pahar Tamashnami Priyatatmana. Krishna says that if you offer me something, leaf, flower, fruit, or leaf, or water, in love, I accept that. Leaf, flower, water. So Krishna is looking for the love. He doesn't need a leaf from us. He doesn't need anything from us. He is giving everything. Everything already belongs to him. But Krishna is looking for our love. God is complete. He owns everything. Even though he owns everything, he's not attached to it. We become attached. If I have 1,000,000 rubles or 1,000,000,000 rubles, I become attached. I've got so much money. But Krishna has everything, but he's not attached. You see, the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his original form is a cowherd boy. He prefers a simple life. Why? Because in the simple setting of Vrindavan, the natural flow of exchange between Krishna and his devotees is easily affected. And there in Vrindavan, the natural opulence are leaves, flowers. This is the natural beauty of Vrindavan. So Krishna likes to be with his loving devotees. And that exchange is there. Giving, taking, just like Prabhupada explained, Krishna will go to the cowherd pastures with the cows every day. So they sit down at lunchtime and open up their tiffins, their lunch boxes. They say, oh, look what my mother cooked for me. The one cowherd boy will be eating. Oh, this is very nice. Why don't you try some? And give some to Krishna. So, we can't give something which we have eaten to Krishna. That is a great offense. But Krishna's cowherd boyfriends can, because they are bound in a bond of affection. So those who are very intimate, they can give and take. Of course, we should not take this as an excuse to steal other devotees' socks in the Brahmacharya ashram. But the point is that devotees, they like to give. Take something also. We can give devotees just like we may have some nice photo of the deities here. Would you like this? Mostly our devotees living in the ashram, they don't have many possessions anyway. But the idea, giving and then if someone offers something, accepting, the idea is there's an exchange. One devotee likes to serve another devotee. How can I help you? Of course, another, if the devotee is being served by another devotee, the other devotee won't like to accept it. We call the devotees Prabhu. Prabhu means I'm thinking you are my master. So we should think like that. The devotees, they are my master. Even spiritual master sometimes calls his disciples Prabhu. Prabhupada sometimes also used to call Prabhu to his disciples. Prabhupada explained once that he was speaking to his disciples, actually I think you're all my spiritual masters. So that mood of being a servant of the devotees. Even a spiritual master thinks he is the servant. If he thinks that I am the master, then he's not fit to be a master. Once in England, some nuns came to see Prabhupada. And they asked Prabhupada in a very challenging way, are you the spiritual master of this movement? And Prabhupada said, no, I am the spiritual servant. So The spiritual master must think like this. He thinks, I have to serve these devotees by giving them instruction on behalf of my spiritual master. That my spiritual master has sent these devotees, and so it is my service to train them. I'm accepting disciples on behalf of my spiritual master and training them on his orders. So, giving and taking, that means gifts, but also giving instruction, taking instruction when relevant. We should be ready to take instructions also. We shouldn't think, well, now I'm a very senior devotee, I've been 3 years in the movement and I know everything. We have many, many things to learn. Even we may have been many years, we still have so many things to learn. Everyone should always think, I am a student. Even if one is a spiritual master, then he should think, I'm simply the student of my spiritual master. Cultivating this mood of humility will make the Vaishnava society very sweet. Dan Pratikra Nito Gupta Katha. So, Gupta Katha means, it actually means secret or private talks. But discussions. So everything that we discuss with devotees, that may not be the same thing that we discuss publicly. Practically, what we discuss, other people, they may not understand. What we are discussing, how we can give up our material attachments, for instance, people, they may not relate to them. Of course, that doesn't mean that we should be rude in dealing with people. Naturally, a devotee feels happy, so in his dealings with everybody, then that happiness that is projected. But especially with devotees, then we can discuss topics of Krishna consciousness. Devotees are especially meant for discussing Krishna consciousness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked his devotees only to speak about Krishna. Jadi ama prati sneho thake sabaka, tabe Krishna vetirikta na gaivana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked his devotees that if you really love me, then I have one request from you. You simply discuss about Krishna, don't discuss anything else. Kibojane, Kishayane, Kita Jagarane, Aharanishad, Chinta Krishna, Vallabhavanam. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's advice. Even when you're going to sleep, even when you're eating, anytime, day or night, think of Krishna and chant his name. Think of Krishna and chant his holy name. This is the same advice Krishna gives in Bhagavad Gita. Most important advice he has given in the Gita. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has discussed so many things, that we are not this body, that we should perform our duty according to our position in Varnashram. Who are the demigods? What is their relationship with Krishna? Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Dhyana Yoga. The creation and annihilation of the material world, the super soul. So many different subjects. The most important, Manmana, think of me. Krishna says, think of me. So, as Prabhupada, he was discussing this in one lecture. His verse, Manmana Bhavaman Bhakti. So Prabhupada started the lecture a little bit unusual way. He asked all the devotees a question. The question was, so, what is the difficulty? One of Prabhupada's favorite lines, what is the difficulty? What is the difficulty? What is the difficulty to think of Krishna? Prabhupada is asking the devotees. And if you think about it, actually there's no reason why we shouldn't always think of Krishna. Krishna has given us so much advice in the Bhagavad Gita how we can think of him. Just like this, when you drink water, think of Krishna. Rasoham apsukam teya. The taste of water is Krishna. At least in hot countries like India, they'll be drinking hot water. So you can always think, this is Krishna. Of course, some people, they prefer to drink wine or vodka. Just like we saw on the train last night, the people, they were very happy to drink a lot of vodka. But Prabhupada, he also gave an idea how the drunkards can become devotees. Prabhupada said that even if you like to drink wine, you like that flavor of wine very much. So when you drink that, you think this taste is Krishna. And the time will come when you'll become a first-class devotee of the world. Now, we're not recommending that all our devotees immediately go outside and buy a bottle of wine. You've already gone past that stage. I hope. We hope, at least. But Prabhupada is giving the idea that even if you're fallen down in the position of a drunkard, so many times when we go on Harinam Sankirtan, we find the drunken people, they join us dancing. They don't know what they're doing. But they also get some benefit. by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Now, back to our subject. The main point is that what actually is this Krishna consciousness? Actually, it's not very difficult for people, it's not very easy for those who are devotees to understand. Those who are not devotees, they cannot understand what is Krishna consciousness. Even the language devotees speak in is a little difficult for people to understand. I know when I first joined the temple, the lectures and the conversations of devotees, I couldn't understand them. Because they were using all these words and terms that I was not familiar with. Just like super soul and three modes of material nature. Then this word surrender they used a lot. And what does this mean, surrender? Surrender, I thought that was like in the movies, they put a gun and they say surrender. So actually it's a fact that devotees are a little different. And people, they become upset by that. But that, why are these people becoming different? Why don't they be normal? Why don't they drink alcohol and eat meat and smoke cigarettes and get married and divorced 5 or 6 times and be normal people? So it is a fact that it may be a little difficult for devotees to relate with the outside world. What for the devotees is day, for the non-devotees is night, and vice versa. That is stated in Bhagavad Gita. That just like the Karmi, just like we were hearing on the train last night, the man was describing what pleasure he was getting from cutting people's ears off. And the other man was listening and saying, oh, that's very nice. You just come from Chechnya. The other man was going, very nice. So we were thinking, this is horrible. And then you were telling them about our principles and these things, and they thought, this is very bad. So we're living in a different world. In one sense, in as much as our goal is to go to Krishna. And the non-devotees, they have no interest in going to Krishna. So of course, that is the work of the devotees, to bring people to a sense of Krishna consciousness. But we can't expect that everyone will understand this very quickly or very easily. So that is, if you like, a little bit of a sacrifice of being a devotee. That is a bit of a sacrifice, being a devotee. Sometimes devotee feels a little difficult to live in society. Because when you dress as a devotee, you go out on the streets, people look at you and they may think it's somewhat strange. But that is part of being a devotee, to accept a little difficulty for the sake of bringing others to Krishna. And I was just reading today, Prabhupada was saying again and again, he was encouraging devotees to wear their dhotis, their saris, their tilak, all these things. So that people will see you and they'll think Hare Krishna. Or even they may not know what Hare Krishna is, then they'll ask you and you'll say, oh, we are from the Hare Krishna movement. And then they get to know, what is this? Of course, this movement is fairly new in your country. But gradually people are getting to know. Just like 20 years ago when I walked in the streets in London dressed like this, people thought rather strange. But now they think it's quite normal. They expect to see Hare Krishna devotees in London. If they don't see them, they think there's something strange. Because we've had Harinam Sankirtan parties in central London for the last 25, 26 years now. When I'm in central London, many people, they come up to me and they ask me, do you know the way to go here and there? Because they think, Hare Krishna, I'm from London, so I should know. So if we go on wearing our devotional clothes, dressing as devotees, people will come to know, oh, this is Hare Krishna devotee. And when they see us, they'll think of Krishna. That is their benefit. After millions of lives that come to the human birth, at least if they can think of Krishna once in their life, there is some benefit. So going in devotional clothes, that gives people the chance to think of Krishna. So we should be merciful, kind to others, give them the chance to know about Krishna. Find that our movement will become accepted. Of course, we can't expect that everybody will like what we are doing. But you'll find that gradually more and more people will accept it. Just like in Australia, in Sydney, in Australia, the local council, they pay for our Sunday feast program. They pay for the hall, they give the hall donated, and they get one new card every year for our Food for Life program. Because they think that Krishna consciousness is a very good contribution to our society. It's helping many young people. As you'll find in these cities in the Western countries, there are so many social problems, especially among the young people. When I was in Sydney, then during the night we heard some screams and some gunshots. So in the morning I asked, what was that? He said, well, it sounded like someone's getting shot. He said, it's not unusual around here. They found that two people had been shot dead in the night. So, what? They found that two people had been shot dead in the night. Because our temple is right in the center of the city, the worst area. In central London also, where devotees take rest at night, they close all the doors very tight. Because many times you hear screaming and people fighting and bottles being broken. Sometimes the devotees wake up and there's all blood all over the street. So why do we have our temples in such places? Because these are the worst places, that so we can go there and help the people in the worst conditions. This is the place to chant Hare Krishna, to Hare Prasada, and people need it most. So many places, the local authorities, they are appreciating. Even Australia 20 years ago, the local authorities, they were persecuting our movement more. They kept on, every time they could, kept on arresting the devotees for chanting Hare Krishna publicly. So one time what happened, they arrested all the devotees for chanting Hare Krishna. They were charged with making a public disturbance. So it came to court and the devotees, they did not defend themselves. We just said, we've done nothing wrong, but if you want to prosecute us, you can, because we're not going to waste our time on this. Because they had written a letter to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada told them to do that. Yeah. Prabhupada said, it doesn't matter if you go to jail. But you could chant Hare Krishna there also. So, what happened, the judge said, well, actually, this Hare Krishna rule is very nice. And they rejected the case. Well, they let the devotees go. Then all the people said, but the city council spent $10,000 on this case, stupid case, and wasted all the money. The local council spent $10,000 to prosecute the devotees, and then it all came to nothing. So after that, people became very favorable to our movement. And they've distributed so much prasadam now. If you ever meet anyone from Australia, they all love our movement. They say, oh, Hare Krishna, free vegetarian food. Great. A few years ago, I was in Belfast in Northern Ireland. And you know, there's always soldiers walking around the streets there because there's always plenty of them. Northern Ireland. Belfast, Northern Ireland.
Yeah, yeah, well.
So after Mangalaji, I went outside to chant my rounds. And it was still dark. And three soldiers came and said, hey, what are you doing? And one of them was from Australia. He said, oh, yeah, Hare Krishna, they're great, they give free vegetarian food. So I took him back to the temple and gave them all prasadam. In England also, there are so many open-air festivals, music festivals like that. In England. And people expect us to go there and give prasad. If we don't go and give them prasad, they feel upset. Where are the Hare Krishnas? They're supposed to give us prasad. Actually, so many people in England became vegetarians now by taking prasad. Of course, there may be so many different reasons, health reasons, this, that, the other. Devotee showed me recently from the Sunday Telegraph, this one English newspaper. Very prestigious newspaper. All the most puffed up, educated people read it. So, they had a big article how Britain's culture has changed. That for hundreds and thousands of years, British people were eating beef and sausages and pork and ham and all this. It said that in the last 20 years, Britain has practically become a vegetarian country. I think among the young people especially young, the more educated class, practically at least more than 50% vegetarian. So, of course, like I said, there may be so many reasons because people think it's good for health and this and that. But recently one of our devotees, she told me she went to some conference at some university. And about something about social values, vegetarianism, all this thing. So, one of the professors there, she called this devotee, she's wearing a sari and everything, to the front, and said that these are the people. That years ago, when we were all still eating meat, these people were promoting vegetarianism. It's mostly because of them. So, actually, of course, we're not particularly interested in promoting vegetarianism. Because simply to be a vegetarian is not the perfection of life. Even so many different birds and monkeys, they're also vegetarian. But if people take Krishna prasad, that will be better than vegetarianism. And even if people become vegetarian, of course, that's much better than they're not being vegetarian. At least we find that people who are vegetarian, at least their brain is spiritually a little open and clear, tender. Nisham tamikatam pāpam janānam punya karmānam kevanda mohanya mukta bhajantivam viravata. Krishna says that people, punya, he says people who are punya karmānam, people who are performing pious activities, they can take to my devotional service. So by giving people prasada, that helps to purify their consciousness, make them more inclined towards pious activities. So, you should try to give prasad. Don't tell people to be vegetarian, tell them to be Krishnatarian.
Yeah.
And Prabhupada is expert at making up words. The fastidious activities, so many words, I don't know if you can translate it in Russian. So, I heard you have this prasadam restaurant here. And the devotees, the household of devotees, is going to maintain themselves and give some donation to the temple. So this is a very good idea. Prabhupada, he said, he gave two ideas how households can support themselves. One idea he gave by book distribution. They sell the books and they keep some profit for maintaining their family. Another one is by prasad and restaurants. Give people prasad, charge them something, and take a little profit and maintain your family. Give some donation to the temple. So I think if you do this here, that will be something novel, unusual for the people here. Mostly they think vegetarian food is something very boring. But if you give them samosas, koras, and gulab jamuns, and rasgullas, and so many different things, they'll be surprised. What nice things they have. I know when I first came to our temple, I was very surprised. Because I was also vegetarian, but I had no idea what nice things they had. Prabhupada said, he said, you're all prasadam bhaktas. That is our general policy. That when someone comes, we give them so much prasadam that they have to stay, and they can't move, then they have to stay in the temple. And then when they get up to go away, they digest it all and get up to go away, we give them another big plate of prasadam. So they can't go anywhere, so we just put a bead bag in their hands and tell them to chant Hare Krishna. These are our secret tricks. We shouldn't tell these publicly. But the fact is, our secret weapon, prasadam, they know. You're taking prasadam here also? You should all learn how to cook all these different preparations. Just like Prabhupada, sometimes we used to cook different preparations. Just like paneer, cheese, with hing, asafoetida, and with some soup. And Prabhupada said, if you give this to the meat eaters, they'll forget all about me. So this is, in English it said that the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. You want to give up? The way to his heart is through his stomach. So give prasadam. And you should learn how to cook all different varieties also. So so the people, they'll come again and again and again, only to take prasadam. So gradually they'll become attached to prasadam. Once the devotee asked Prabhupada, that Prabhupada, if someone took some prasadam and they liked it very much, and at the time of death they think of that, what will happen? Prabhupada said they'll go back to Godhead, because prasad is not different from Krishna. Or at least you'll go to a place where you can get the opportunity to take more prasad. So these things, giving and accepting gifts, giving prasadam, accepting prasadam, and discussing confidentially with devotees. Discussing confidentially means sometimes we should sit with devotees and discuss what are your realizations, how we can advance more, how we can please our spiritual master, how we can spread Krishna consciousness. We can discuss the wonderful qualities of Krishna, the If you see the nectar of devotion, it's discussed all the different qualities of Krishna. If we read Prabhupada's books regularly and study what is the subject matter there, we'll have so many things to talk about. But we see that people like to talk. Because they have no spiritual subject matter to discuss, they discuss all kinds of nonsense. Shota vyadini vajendra nunam santi sahasrashaha apashyatam atmatapam griheshu grihamedinam. Those who are fixed in the bodily concept of life, ordinary materialistic life, they have many things to discuss. Hundreds and thousands of things to discuss. They'll go on talking. But because apashyatam atmatapam, they don't see what is atmatapa, what is knowledge of the soul and of God, therefore their talking is useless. The devotees, they have to discuss the topics related with Krishna consciousness. Even intellectual subject matters, if there's no discussion of Krishna, then it's also not pleasing to the soul. On the train, I was reading a book by Subhodra Maharaj, in which he was discussing the six systems of Vedic philosophy, Saddarshan. So that's also part of our philosophical understanding, but very complex intellectual discussion, analyzing material nature in different ways. Then you came off the train and the devotees, you see the devotees. All dry philosophy. We practically see that by chanting Hare Krishna, even devotees, they may not know intimately so much philosophy, but they become spiritually advanced. Sometimes people in India are surprised that our devotees, even some of them who are newer, don't know so much deep philosophy, but they have so much conviction and determination and dedication. Because they're getting factual realization of Krishna by chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Maha Mantra Eto Shabhav Je Jabe Tare Krishna Upajai Bhav. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it said, anyone who chants the name of Krishna, then in their heart, feeling for Krishna arises. So, everything will come from chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Prabhu Kahe Kahilam E Maha Mantra Yaha Japa Gire Shabe Kare Nibandha Yaha Haite Sarva Shiddhi Oive Shola Sarva Khan Kahana Vidinahya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that this Hare Krishna chanting, this is the Maha Mantra. Everyone should chant this following all the rules and regulations. Yaha Haite Sarva Shiddhi Oive Shola. By chanting this, everyone can achieve all perfection. Simply by chanting, we can become a great learned scholar. Because what does it mean to be a great learned scholar? Jnanam Giyam Jnanagamyam. In the Gita, Krishna says, he is knowledge. Jnanam Giyam, he is the object of knowledge. Vedeshya Sarver Aham Eva Vedyaha. Vedyaha Gyaya. It means the same thing. The object of knowledge is Krishna. So even if you know so much philosophy, but you don't know Krishna, then what is the use? Any knowledge, just like studying medicine. If you get your medical degree, but then you don't know how to, if it comes to practical, you don't know how to do an operation, what is the knowledge? Or if you simply study the books, but you don't learn practical, then what is the value? On the other hand, even without studying so much, if you know how to do it, then that's as good as being educated. Now, generally, of course, devotees, we always say they should study very carefully. Even if you can't, if you have no intellectual inclinations, chant Hare Krishna. You chant Hare Krishna sincerely, all perfection will come. Shonga lokhan e choi poi yahate bhakti pran. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that relating with the devotees in these six kind of ways, this is the very life on the path of devotion. Devotional service is not something simply theoretical. Associating with devotees is the very most important thing in devotion. So how do we relate with devotees? Giving a gift, receiving a gift, discussing confidentially, revealing online, inquiring, giving and taking prasad. So this is the very life of devotion. Bhaktivinoda Thakur continues, تاتن بوجیه یعنی با اگیانی آشاته ایشاب کنی. So what Thakur says that I have not understood what is the real meaning of devotional service. So knowingly or unknowingly, I have performed these kind of exchanges with non-devotees. So you see, devotee, non-devotees there also, they may give a gift, accept a gift, talk confidentially with each other, give and receive food. But if we do that outside of a relationship of Krishna consciousness, that will simply reinforce our bodily concept of life. And the result will be bhakti harainu, shamshari hoinu, shudure rahilu rahile hari. He says, Bhakti Thakur says that because I did not perform these activities in relationship with devotional service, therefore I have lost the sense of devotion. I have become a materialist. And Krishna has remained a very great distance away from me. So this point that we should associate very intimately with devotees. We should always know that devotees are our best friends. Even though sometimes there may be some disagreement. That is not unnatural. We see from Srimad Bhagavatam that even great pure devotees, sometimes they had disagreements. But they never disagreed on the point that their life is Krishna. So Prabhupada, he wrote that disagreements about service, they are spiritual. So we shouldn't be too disturbed if there's any disagreements. But the point that we agree on is that Krishna is our life. And anyone who has given their life to Krishna, we should think, then I want to associate with that person. Even he may be somewhat unusual, eccentric, whatever, doesn't matter. Let us live with devotees. Tadyara charana shevi bhakta shane vash janame janame mor eyo vinash. Bhakti Ram Thakur says that life after life, I want to live in the association of devotees and serve their lotus feet. Living with devotees means living with the servants of Krishna. And if we think that we can live separate from the devotees and love Krishna, it's not possible. Krishna is always with his devotees. There you see, Krishna is with his cows. Cows are also devotees. They're very dear to Krishna. So Krishna is always with Radharani, Radha Yashoda, cowherd boyfriends, cows, or outside of Vrindavan, with Arjuna, with Uddhava, with his different devotees. So we may think, well, the devotees living here, they're not on the level of Radha Yashoda. So that may also be true. Still they are glorious. Anyone who is chanting Hare Krishna is glorious. Aho vatas vapachato gariyan. This Devahuti, mother of Kapila Dev, says, anyone who is chanting Hare Krishna, gariyan, they're glorious. Even if they're born in the families where dogs are eaten. Aho vatas vapachato gariyan yaj jivagre bharatate nalatubhyam. If on the tip of their tongue always, Krishna, 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 they're chanting Hare Krishna, they're glorious. Tapas tapaste, what is it? Chukusaskaya Brahmanucha Nama Gadandhi. Says that because they're chanting Krishna, it's understood that they've already completed all the Vedic processes. They've already taken their bath in all the holy places. They've already studied all the Vedas. They've already given so many things in charity, performed so many sacrifices. Means they may or may not have done that in previous lives. But anyway, they've come to the stage where they've gone beyond all those things because they've chanted. Charity is the highest perfection. Even if one performs so many sacrifices, gives so much charity, so many different things, he still has to come to the point of pure devotional service to Krishna. But even if one performs many pious activities, that is not perfection. You still have to come to the point of it. So we should always remember that devotees are glorious, even in the neophyte stage. Even a neophyte devotee who's taken up the idea to serve Krishna is in a better position than a great sannyasi who's very renounced and powerful, but who is not dedicated to serving Krishna. Krishna Bhakta Jani. Maybe I should explain that. And maybe here you only know sannyasis means our ISKCON sannyasis. But of course, especially in India, there are so many sannyasis, but they are different sampradayas and different groups. So if they are actually sannyasis, actually follow them. Of course, there may be so many sannyasis who are only sannyasis just to get some chapatis. And if they get some extra money, they'll smoke some bidi also. What's the smoke bidi? I don't know what that is in Russian. Some kind of cigarette. So that's not sannyasi, that's bogus. But out of sentiment, people give, all right, give him some money. Or just to get rid of him, all right. The shopkeepers, they all keep these small coins, 5 paisa coins. So many sannyasis come and give them all 5 paisa. So when they go to 100 shops, they have enough money to buy some cigarettes. So we're not talking about that kind of bogus, completely bogus. But there are still some sannyasis, they're very strict, they follow principles, they're very renounced. So we respect. We respect that you are a very renounced person. But if you're not a devotee of Krishna, then we don't have much in common with you. Even they may be very learned, great Sanskrit scholar, but if they have not got a sense of devotion to Krishna, then devotees, they don't want to associate. Krishna Bhakta Jane Eshanga Lokhane Ador Kharibo Jabe Bhakti Mahadevi Ma Hidoi Ashane Boshipe Tobi. He says, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, that when I do all these devotional activities in association with real devotees of Krishna, Ador Kharibo Jabe means Ador Kharibe, Ador Kharibo Jabe means with Ador, means with respect and love, faith, means we're associating with devotees, not just automatically, but with a sense of appreciation for them. Then he's stated in very poetical language that the Bhakti Devi, the personality of devotion, when I do that, when I behave so nicely with the devotees, that the personality of devotion will sit in my heart. She'll sit down in my heart. Joshi Shangi Jan, Krishna Bhakta Dumo Shanga Parihari. This is follow, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is giving some instruction following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction. We find in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asked, what is the proper behavior for a household of devotees? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, Ashat Shanga Tiyagi Vaishnava Achar. He said that giving up the association of non-devotees, that is the proper behavior for devotees. Stri Shangi Ek Ashadu Krishna Bhaktaha. He said there are two kinds of non-devotees. One is Stri Shangi, is given here, Joshik Shangi. A materialistic person who's attached to associating with women with sense with. Now, of course, in Krishna consciousness, there are also householders and so many women devotees. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur is not condemning that. He himself was a householder most of his life. But those who are attached to living in family life only for sense gratification, their associations to be avoided. But the other is Krishna Bhakta. Krishna Abhakta means he may not be attached to sense gratification, but he's also not attached to Krishna. That I was just explaining. How there may be someone very renounced, big sannyasi, but he may be a mayavadi, impersonalist. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I give up the association of both kinds of devotees. Kava Bhakta Jan Shanga Anukham Kavi Bahvidayvari. He says that, when will I always associate with your devotees? When will I get that chance, my dear Lord Sri Hari? So it is a great opportunity to associate with devotees. Prabhupada said, I've set up this International Society of Krishna Consciousness for this purpose, that the people, when they come to our centers, they can feel that the atmosphere is just like Vaikuntha, like a spiritual world where there's no envy. So Prabhupada, he was saying that even one pure devotee, a pure devotee can convert others to Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada said, I request all the members of the International Society of Krishna Consciousness to become pure devotees, so that others can benefit by their association. So we see, just like here in Arkhangelsk, that some devotees have come, they have chanted Hare Krishna, and other devotees have come. So this is our process, very simple process. We chant Hare Krishna, take prasad, dedicate our lives to Krishna. And this is very attractive, other people would like to join. Because in material life, everyone is feeling dissatisfied. And when they see the devotees of Krishna, they can understand, oh, these people, they look very happy. They have got something which I don't have. I have money, family, car, so many different things. But I don't have the happiness which these people want, which these people have. So people see that we are
we are free from so many mental anxieties, we also become attracted. So we should simply go on with this process. Chant Hare Krishna, lead a simple life. Don't become unnecessarily complex. Just stick to this process. Chant Hare Krishna. Just follow these principles. Take prasadam. Distribute prasad to us. Read Prabhupada's books. Distribute Prabhupada's books. There's no need of inventing any new process. This process is complete and perfect to deliver us to the highest perfection of life. Just go on with this. And gradually others will come. We don't have to make a big, big show to attract them. Just go on with the chanting, distributing books, distributing prasadam. Be happy with this. Be happy with this simple life of Krishna consciousness. And others will be attracted. When people come, treat them very nicely, sit them down, give them some prasadam, and speak to them about Krishna. Who are we? Who is Krishna? What is our relationship with Krishna? In this way, we will always feel satisfied if we're always speaking about Krishna, and others will become satisfied. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is recommending how we can live in the association of devotees and share exchanges of love with them. When Krishna sees that the devotees are living very peacefully and cooperating with each other, Krishna also becomes very sensitive. Krishna wants that we be happy. Krishna is always happy. We never see Krishna looking full of anxiety. Krishna is simply playing on his back. Sometimes we hear people say, yet problem. But they all have so many problems. So the real yet problem place is Goloka Vrindavan. There's no problems in Krishna love. So our aim is go home, back to home, back to God. And if we take up this rule of surrender to Krishna, then in this life also, there will actually be no problem. Of course, as long as we are in this material world, there will always be some kind of problem. Too hot, too cold. Too hot, you don't have the problem here. Too cold, you have the problem. Or we have the problem, someone doesn't like us chanting Hare Krishna. Maybe they try to stop us chanting. But a devotee, he doesn't feel a very severe problem. He thinks, well, let me go on chanting Hare Krishna. Satisfied in any circle. This is the mood of the devotee. Krishna is very pleased with him. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So, any question?
No question.
Just like you see people, you say the Bharat group, that is for the dedicated machines. Yeah, some people you see that they're very fond of, I don't know, some people they're very fond of nature. Yeah, many people have a concept of nature as God. Or a little bit more sophisticated. In India, there are many people who think of everything as being God, the
whole cosmos.
So that is beginning stage of God understanding. At least to understand that there is something greater than me. It's not a focused understanding of God. Proper understanding of God is to understand the person who is behind nature, who is controlling nature. But at least a beginning to recognize that there is power greater than you. Nature is greater than you. That is beginning stage. But we don't recommend so much in this modern age. Because people, they are mostly addicted to some kind of impious activities. So if they're going to take a gradual process to understand God, they won't be able to. Because their impious activities drag them down. So in this age, Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Eva Kevalam, alone Nastriva, 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 Gati Ramita. In this age of Kali, the only way, the only way, the only way to understand God is to chant, chant, chant His holy name. Any other
questions? И также говорит о том, что преданные люди, как бы, все общение правильно организовывается с преданными, с преданными и с неверными людьми. И для того, чтобы видеть правильно, да, нужно быть, ну, как бы, квалифицированным преданным. Но если мы все сейчас находимся, ну, как бы, в стадии неофита, как мы можем правильно организовывать свое общение? Как? Правильно функционировать?
That describes also how to recognize who is who. That's the subject matter of That's the subject matter of tomorrow's song. That anyone who's chanting Hare Krishna, even if they're not initiated, then you respect them at least in the mind. So some description is given, and in the purport, Prabhupada gives an elaborate description. All knowledge is given so that our spiritual life is not just guesswork. So anyway, we'll discuss this more tomorrow. But I suggest you also read that very carefully, because it's quite clearly described. But after reading, you read that today or tomorrow, and afterwards, if there's any more doubt, then you ask me again, and then we can clarify. One way is to follow the whole long Vedic process. Even following the whole long Vedic process, one has to be blessed by the mercy of Krishna or his pure devotees. Otherwise, you may do so many rituals, but it won't bring you to the perfection of life. Stated there, Aradito Yadi Haris Tapasavatakin. If you're worshipping Krishna, then what is the necessity of performing so many different tapasyas, different austerities? And if you don't worship Krishna, then what is the value of doing so many austerities? So you may do so many asceticisms and so many different things, but if you don't come to the point of loving Krishna, worshipping Krishna, then it's a waste of time. Bhagavatam says that dharma svamushtita. You may do so many different religious activities, but if you don't get a taste or hearing about Vasudeva, Vishvaksena, Krishna, then it's simply a waste of time. Shrava eva hi kevalam means you can say, I did so many things, that's all. I did this yagya and this tapasya and this charity and so on. You can say I did it, but there's no real result from that. The real result should be that we come to know. So that will be by the mercy of God. So the question is, how can we enjoy sense gratification? So now I'm going to give a lecture on how to enjoy sense gratification.
What?
So now I'm going to give a lecture on how to enjoy sense gratification. I don't know, did I say in rare cases you can enjoy your senses? Everyone is enjoying the senses all the time, but there's no enjoyment. So, how to enjoy the senses, that we all have much experience. But still we're asking how to do it. This is proof that there's no real enjoyment there. So, better we stop trying to enjoy the senses and serve Krishna. And we can engage the senses in Krishna's service. We don't say, stop enjoying. Actually, devotees, they enjoy the real sense gratification. Senses means we engage the senses in the service of Krishna. Then, that is real happiness. Means instead of eating all horrible things, we take Krishna prasad. Is it enjoyable or not? What is your opinion? Is it enjoyable? Yeah. We don't have to have a big debate about this. Everyone knows. You say, yes, sir. Of course, if we think, let me enjoy my senses more and more, and eat, that's sense gratification. You should always remember that this is Krishna prasad, we should take it with reverence and respect. But we also enjoy. When we chant Hare Krishna, we also enjoy. Just like we see so many young people, especially when they're interested in music, heavy metal. I don't exactly know what heavy metal music is. Someone the other day was telling me he liked heavy metal music. Anyway, whatever it is, it sounds horrible. So we have our own music. You probably won't know what heavy metal music is. So anyway, what the people are doing, they listen to someone else making music. So we make our own music. We may not be the most expert musicians. We sing and we dance. We see in the car, they'll go to some concert. They'll spend so much money and go to some rock concert. But that's a very special thing for them. But we're every day having our own concert. Every day, a few hours a day, and dancing. So is it not enjoyable? Is it possible to dance and not feel happy? You try and see. If you're feeling unhappy, then you just go into kirtan and dance. And see if you can remain unhappy. I challenge you. We have the answer to all our happiness. If you just follow our simple advice, we can give that back. We can tell you how everybody can become happy. Very simple advice. Step number one, go to the Hare Krishna temple at the time of Aarti. Number two, bow down. Number three, stand up. Number four, when the devotees chant Hare Krishna, you also sing with them. Number five, you also dance. Number five, you should dance in the kirtan. This is the solution. Any unhappiness, any mental anxieties, anything, this is the solution. No need of going to psychologist. Of course, if someone has severe mental case, he may also go, but even he can chant all your problems. You'll find, of course, you may say, well, it doesn't really solve my problem. But actually, a lot of the time, the problem is only our perception. So when we chant Hare Krishna and dance, then we can understand everything in perspective. Well, after all, Krishna is God, I am His servant. So what problem is there? This is real, no problem philosophy. Radha Krishna Bolo Shange Chava E Matro Vikachai Radha Krishna Bolo Bolo Resham. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, they were preaching. Nishikha Diya Shabna Diya Pirichi Nechi Gaurita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, he went all around Nadia, chanting and dancing, and asking everybody, you just come with us and chant Hare Krishna, Radha Krishna. Jai Shakal Vibhod Bhakti Vinod Balan Jokal Nanandi. All your dangers, all your problems, you just chant Hare Krishna Vibhod. People say this is too simplistic. It's too easy. We need to go to the university and make a 10-year psychological, sociological study. You'll find in the university so many big, big studies. Because the crime is increasing, economic problems increasing, unemployment increasing, suicide increasing, so many bad things increasing. There's so many bad things. Suicide, violence, crime, drug abuse, so many things. They give some sociologists, you make some study and give us some solution. And they spend so much money doing research. And they've been doing this for years, and still the problems are increasing. So your complex answers have not given any solution. So why not try this? Chant Hare Krishna. You may say, well, what is the proof? I have the proof. And Mahadeva gets the proof. They're all the proof.
We see the correct
that how our lives have been improved, become happy by chanting Hare Krishna. So if it can work for you and me, we're ordinary people from ordinary background, we can work for everybody. Why not? Everybody can chant Hare Krishna. Actually, the world would be a much better place. This whole modern civilization is a soul-killing civilization. They think simply by building big, big buildings and more machines, then life will improve. Just like you see here, 400 years, I guess that's what it means. What does that mean? The city's been 400 years?
It means that the city's been 400 years, right?
So.